We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm up your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/CMOS. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/CMOS to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Hello, CMOS girlies. Welcome to another podcast. We are actually pre-recording this on a Friday afternoon because I will be flying out to Boston for the marathon, which I'm excited about. I got a lot of recommendations for places to go to. Shout out to Anya for recommending this place called Tate Bakery. It looks very similar to like a Maman, which for girlies that live in New York City are probably very aware of that establishment, but Tate looks like 10 times better and like much more interesting in terms of like their food offering. So I'll definitely be hitting that up. I'm just excited to kind of get out of the city. I haven't left New York since really New Year's. So I'm just like in desperate need of a change of like scenery and a change of pace. And then I'm going home the following week. So I have some small trips, wouldn't really consider them like vacations by anything, but they are, you know, like little miniature trips that I think are really necessary for me. I would like to say that we're finally out of winter. It's like now like getting warm and humid here, but it's just been like dark and cloudy and rainy, which I'm not loving, but I'm like, hey, if it means that I'm getting like 95% humidity, I'll take it. But yes, I'm with Kate. And how are you doing?
Doing good. Yeah, I can't even try to predict the weather at this point anymore. But I'm doing a lot better. Running is going well. I'm like 2 weeks out from the marathon and my body's finally healing. I don't even want to say that I can predict like what my body's going to do either. But as of now, we're feeling good. I feel like I'm on a path towards like recovery to get ready for the marathon. But I'm also going to be kind of in and out in New York the next few months. I feel like I have been in retrospect for like the whole year. And that's one of my points is like planning trips and kind of like planning future moments in your life, I suppose. Like, I think once I graduated college, once you don't have like Thanksgiving break, Christmas break, whatever, it's kind of hard to like plan in the future. At least it is for me. Everything just feels like mundane and the same. It doesn't feel like there's anything breaking up the year besides like holidays. And I'm just someone that doesn't like planning in the future. I really like to live in the month that I'm in, but I have a few trips that I'm planning to go on in the upcoming months. I'm going to run Big Sur, obviously, in 2 weeks, going to visit place with my boyfriend, and then going home to Minnesota for 4th of July, my mom's birthday, the state fair, and then I'm gonna go to Copenhagen a bunch. So I'm super excited to have like stuff in the calendar. I think like Emma said, when you break your routine, you appreciate it more. Like, I've been appreciating New York a lot more once I get out from it, so I think that's super fun to do. I feel like an adult these days. And then my other point for the intro is about acupuncture, because I know the CMOS girlies love all the healing hippie shit as I do. And I got something that might have been the most like pain relief I've felt in like any sort of like therapy session, whatever the fuck. And I've got massages, I've gotten deep tissue massages, Swedish massages, cupping, acupuncture, cryotherapy, sauna stuff, many different healing therapies. And I got acupuncture at East Village Acupuncture. I know a lot of people have been asking since I like held it up to a huge pedestal, because I feel like it really changed a lot for me. But I got something that was called trigger point acupuncture. And so acupuncture, obviously, you lay down, they put needles in you, you sit there for like 20 minutes, you might rotate over, do your backside, whatever. And I went in there and I was like, hey, I've been having crazy hip and knee pain and like leg pain on my left side, feel super restricted, inflamed, whatever. So that was like the main focus of my treatment. And the guy put in the needles and I was like chilling, you know, just doing my deep breathing to like really breathe into the areas that they're putting the needles into, because that really helps like the blood flow get to those areas. And then when he was about to like stand up and like go to a different patient and like me just chill by myself, he pulls out this like TENS machine. And if you don't know what a TENS machine is, I used it in college athletics a bunch, but it pumps electromagnetic current through your body. So it's used when there is an inflamed part of the body. You kind of stick this like sticky patch onto, let's say, your, you know, your calf or your arm or your hip or something like that, and it heals like that, like either ligament or muscle that you're kind of targeting with the magnetic current. And so he was like, do you want me to use the TENS machine and like hook it up to the needles? And I was like, yeah, sure, because I didn't really know, like, I, as I said, like I got trigger point acupuncture. I didn't know what that was gonna like mean specifically, but I guess in like the trigger point treatment, you get like TENS, like the TENS thing hooked up to it as a part of the deal. So I was like, yeah, go ahead. So he hooked up this like electromagnetic thing to a few of the needles in my leg. I mean, meanwhile, there were probably 20 needles between my hip and my knee, like all over my fucking leg. There were so many. So he chose a few of them that felt the tightest. And then he put the TENS machine and he's like, I'm gonna slowly turn it on. So I was laying on my back and my entire leg was just twitching for 30 minutes. Like, you know, when you foam roll and you go over like a knot or something and it feels like there's a jump. It feels like you hit like a rubber band or something like that. That's how it felt on my leg, just twitching for 30 minutes. And I was just breathing into it, like trying to relax. I knew nothing was wrong. Like it wasn't hurting me, it was helping me, right? Because that muscle has been so tight and like just sore. And when I stood up, it was like God was within my body. You know, I'm kidding, I'm not religious, but yeah, it healed like everything in my leg. And I finally felt I had that pain relief that I was so eagerly like awaiting. So if you have any sort of weird ailment, maybe get trigger point acupuncture, because I'm now back to running and I finally feel like myself again after like a month and a half of just feeling awful, honestly, and like walking around with pain every day in my body. I'm definitely going to get a session of this before the marathon, and yeah, it was very life-changing for me.
I feel like I need to experience this. I have like the worst muscle knots in my shoulders just because I swim every day and I just like use my shoulders constantly. And I think there's like no better re feeling than I feel like that initial sense of like relief from any type of pain that you do experience. My last point is that I recommend everyone find like a quote unquote like sourdough dealer or just like someone who makes sourdough. There's this like older, not older, but he's like a dad. He's probably like in his mid-50s and he makes sourdough. And I like, I'm just such a big fan of like sourdough bread. I just love the taste. And we like grew up kind of eating it, but it was definitely like the fake sourdough that my mom bought from Costco. And I'm a huge fan of cinnamon raisin bread. So he surprised me with this loaf of cinnamon raisin bread. And I feel like people who do have a sourdough starter or make their own sourdough, like they're always so gracious
Yeah,
with
kind.
giving it out just because it's like you have the sourdough starter, so it's like you have to like use it and make it.
Yeah.
And I just like remember as a child, my grandmother always having the Pepperidge cinnamon swirl bread, and that was like such a core memory for me, like going over there whenever I would spend the night and eat that in the morning toasted with butter. And like I don't know what type of raisins they use, but I like swear to God they have like crack in them, like crack cocaine, because it's like that's so addicting and it's like so overly sweet, but like in the best way possible.
Wow.
So yeah, I got some sourdough cinnamon raisin bread that I've just been like I had a little bit this morning, and of course it was like divine. But I think there's just like something so nice about like receiving like a home-baked good from like someone that you know that's like in your neighborhood. Like that's something that we would do all the time as kids. Like my mom would make cookies for our neighbors, or our neighbors would come and bring cookies for us or whatnot. And I definitely just kind of like miss that element of like community or just kind of like knowing your neighbors. So it was just like a really special moment. And of course, like going to the farmer's market, I think like fills that void, but I just don't think like going to the bakery like does the same for me. So
Yeah.
anyway, if you have someone who makes sourdough, definitely just request a loaf and they will gladly give it to you for free, because I don't think it's like too expensive or like that labor intensive once you're like in the routine of making bread. But anyway, I'm like really happy to have this in my life.
I love some sourdough. Yeah, I feel like baked goods are just such a great thing to become good at, like producing. Like, I wish that I was a better baker so I could give baked goods to people. Like, I just feel like that's such a nice gesture. such a thing that can just like really improve someone's day. So I love the sourdough moment for you. It is spring. So one of our topics for today's pod is going to be some spring favorites, since the girlies are always curious of the random shit that Emma and I be doing. And we have a few other topics for you guys, but that's the intro for today. You guys know I'm going to call Emma back, and then we'll get into the pod.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Our next partner is a product that Emma and I take every single day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted to find a greens powder that actually blended together. The taste is hands down the best greens powder I've been able to find. It even has a mild tropical taste, and you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, adaptogens, you name it.
For me, I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted a supplement that actually tastes great. I've always known that taking a greens powder is a great addition to one's wellness routine, but I could just never get past the unpleasant taste. This completely changed once I started taking Athletic Greens. It tastes so good that I actually look forward to drinking it every morning, something I never knew was possible. Plus, Athletic Greens contains dairy-free probiotics, and let me tell you, my digestion has never been better.
Another thing that Emma and I love is that it's the one thing with the best things. Athletic Greens uses the best of best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations and third-party testing.
It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go visit athleticgreens.com/CMOS. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/CMOS to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster just like us, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance.
In today's podcast, we will be discussing all of the latest about health and wellness for Gen Z. That's why we're excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of CMOS Girlies.
Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EES System. If you haven't heard of the EES System, you'll want to listen up.
This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in New York City or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable, which is perfect for all CMOS girlies.
If you're interested in experiencing the EES system technology for yourself, you can go to unifiedhealing.com/CMOS to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/CMOS.
No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EES system. Hello, CMOS Grillies. We are going to now get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode. We're first going to be touching on fiber and how to know if you're getting enough fiber and like how to best increase your fiber intake. I feel like I've been paying close attention to my fiber intake ever since I was taking antibiotics. Now, granted, I definitely am overreacting in terms of like me taking antibiotics because it's like something that a lot of people do have to take, but I do know that it can wreak havoc on your gut. And I just have never taken antibiotics before. So I was very worried that I was going to be like ultra sensitive to that and like how it maybe disrupts your gut microbiome. And I just know that it can take actually a few months for your gut microbiome and all the bacteria in there to get back to normal levels post taking antibiotics. And it can be as much as like 5 or 6 days of taking it that it can alter your gut. But even if you're not on antibiotics, a lot of us that do eat a very healthy diet may not actually be getting enough fiber than we may think we are getting. So I think it's just important to touch on this, and just because we know that there's so much research on like the gut microbiome and how that impacts our overall health, and like fiber is one of the key ways that we can best support not only our gut but our overall digestion. And I know that like all the girlies are having gut issues, and so this is one way that you can perhaps tackle it. So to start off, like most Americans, and like I said, like a lot of us just aren't getting enough fiber in our regular diet. And that's close to 90% of the population. And granted, this is likely due to just like the general societal and environmental factors that we're all living in. We kind of live in this like very rushed hustle culture where, you know, none of us have time to really eat like a proper meal. So a lot of people are just downing protein drinks or like protein bars and aren't eating like actual colorful meals that are, you know, rich with fruits and vegetables. The recommended amount for women is about 21 to 25 grams, and then closer to men, and then closer to 30 for men. And the women that are pregnant, you're likely going to need even more fiber. But those are just like general guidelines. Of course, like if you eat more than that, that's great. These are things that you should be targeting. And like I said, even though those who eat healthy may not be actually getting enough fiber, and this definitely goes is so true for me. It's like I might be eating like 3 or 4 carrots, but like that may only have like a few grams of fiber. And it's like I know I eat a lot of protein, so I know when I am eating a lot of protein, I'm probably sacrificing my fiber intakes. It's like I'm snacking on cottage cheese when I could be like snacking on, you know, an apple with nuts, and that would obviously be giving me much more fiber versus like the cottage cheese. And so just an example of how much fiber is in like a few different servings of food. So like half cup of berries only has like 4 to 8 grams, and a serving of oats has around 4 grams. So it's like if you're only eating like 2 servings of vegetables throughout the day, like you might feel like, oh, I'm doing so great. And like, yes, you are, like eating something is better than none. But at the end of the day, you may not be actually getting as much fiber as you may actually think. I feel like a lot of us just have this feeling that like, oh, if I eat a salad, I'm like hitting my fiber intake. But chances are is that you're not. And there's like so many nuances with fiber, and there's so many different types, and so many of them provide different benefits compared to others. And the reason that fiber is so great for us is because the intestinal bacteria and enzymes in our gut have the ability to digest this fiber versus human cells. And so these types of fiber that our gut feed on are what are considered prebiotics. And so not all fiber is going to be a prebiotic fiber, but a prebiotic fiber is always going to be a form of fiber. And these are really essential for maintaining a proper living environment for all the gut bacteria in our gut, because they need food to like thrive and live. And so if you're not giving them the adequate food, it's kind of similar to like having a garden. It's like if you're not, you know, if you don't have the proper soil and you're not giving it the proper feed, like that's not going to grow. And so you also have to be making sure you're giving your gut like the perfect or the right fertilizer and, you know, all the types of foods and nutrients in order for it to basically thrive. And, you know, taking in fiber and eating fiber has so much more to do than just the gut microbiome. Like I said, it helps reduce inflammation, controls blood sugar, and lowers cholesterol. These are just a few. And so there are so many health benefits to taking in adequate amounts of fiber. And fiber does slow down the digestion and absorption primarily through soluble fiber foods. So this is how it helps control our blood sugar. And, you know, foods that are soluble fiber foods are things such as like avocados, beans, potatoes, and Brussels sprouts. And then there's been plenty of studies that have shown that there is actually a lower risk of heart disease with an increased fiber intake. Another form of fiber is insoluble fiber. So there's like two camps. You have your soluble fiber and then your insoluble fiber. And these again will drive water into your stool, and they also help with insulin sensitivity. Insoluble fibers include things such as like potatoes, nuts, whole wheat flour, and wheat bran. So certain types of like foods that contain fiber are going to overlap in terms of containing insoluble and soluble fibers. And you should just be making sure that you're getting like a good mix of both. If you're someone who does maybe experience constipation, focusing on insoluble fiber foods may be more beneficial to kind of tackle that exact problem that you're experiencing. And now, kind of getting into like signs you're not getting enough, there's really two main ways. The first one is going to be like hungry after a meal. Now, of course, you could be hungry after a meal for a variety of reasons, but if you kind of look back at what you previously ate, and if you realize that, like, oh, maybe I like didn't have as many like fruits and vegetables in that meal, that could definitely be a sign that perhaps you didn't get enough fiber. And this is because like fiber fills out the gut since it is indigestible by the human cells and therefore makes us feel more satiated and it kind of expands our belly a bit. So one thing that you can experiment with is maybe adding an additional serving of fiber. So whether that's like an additional serving of vegetables, maybe an additional serving of beans, et cetera. And just again, like really making sure that you're getting all the macronutrients. I know a lot of people like on the carnivore diet or a lot of people that maybe start to experiment with a higher protein diet. I know when I did this, like that's all I wanted to eat. So I was eating like hard-boiled eggs and like maybe like a little bit of fruit or just like cottage cheese. And it's like, I know at the end of the day, like, yes, those are nutritious and healthy foods, but also it's like you have to make sure that you're not abandoning another area or another macronutrient. And then another sign that you're perhaps not getting enough fiber is basically like having poor bowel movements. Fiber is so critical for digestion and bowel movements, and it increases the size of our stool and helps soften it. So irregular bowel movements or constipations could be a sign. Now, there is some like studies that suggest that actually lowering your fiber intake could actually help out with your constipation or indigestion. But this again is like more of like a deep-rooted issue. But in general, I think like the best rule of thumb here is that to eat fiber, you're going to likely have like better bowel movements. And I definitely notice like if I don't have like, a decent amount of serving of vegetables throughout the week, I definitely feel kind of sluggish in terms of my digestion. And I always know that that's a sign like, okay, I definitely need to start like eating my vegetables here. So a few like tips on how to increase your fiber intake. I think the number one is like to go slow. Adding too much can cause gas and constipation, but this usually does die down once the body adjusts. I know like a lot of people once they kind of realize that like, oh, maybe fiber is like going to be the way that like, cures me of whatever ailment I'm experiencing. And people are just like, hey, the more I eat, like the quicker I'm going to feel better. That's not necessarily the case. And so, it's like add an extra serving to lunch and then, maybe have like a few medjool dates in the evening, not just like having, like 25 grams in one sitting, like that would be like insane for your body to try to digest at once. You can also experiment with, adding things into your smoothies or yogurt or baked goods, such as like ground flax or chia seeds. These are like such really easy ways that you can, A, like quickly bulk up and add fiber to your foods without, really changing up like the taste or the flavor of your foods. I love to bake with flaxseed. I always add flaxseed into like my yogurt whenever I'm having that, sprinkling chia seeds on top. There's like such a variety of ways. And there's so many like fiber powders or supplements on the market too. So you could take like psyllium husk. And like I know a lot of people bake with that if you want to go down that crazy rabbit hole. So there are great little, supplements that you can add in so you're not fully relying on fruits and vegetables. But I highly suggest like not, replacing vegetables with a sort of fiber or dietary supplement. Another thing too is that when you are consuming more fiber, just to make sure you're drinking more and more water, because if you're not, this can lead to constipation because essentially the fiber sort of bulks up and gets like really dry and hard and it's like harder to pass through your system. So again, drink a lot of water, add electrolytes, and just ensure that you're having natural movements. And then adding like more produce to your meals or snacks. I know for me, like I said, like I'll just like snack on a Chomps beef stick or maybe some cottage cheese. And it's like, I could pair that with an apple or some nuts or almond butter. Like, those are all things that contain fiber. And I think, like, you have to realize that it doesn't have to be solely just like a fruit or a vegetable. Like I said, it can be like nuts and seeds and even like whole wheat bread or whole wheat crackers, like Mary's crackers, for example. So you can definitely get very creative with snacks or like how you incorporate more fiber. It doesn't always have to be, just like fruit. One of my favorite snacks is like medjool dates. They're really high in fiber and they're like, very sweet, kind of tastes like caramel. So that's what I usually have for like quote unquote dessert with a little bit of almond butter. And that's like, I feel like a really great way for me to stay regular, for me just to get like a little bit of extra fiber in a way that doesn't feel so boring. Again, like choosing whole grains versus refined grains, these are going to have more fiber compared to like refined grains, which I feel like doesn't come as any surprise. And then also to like eat the fruit, skip the juice. Like if you want to drink the juice just because it's like a fun, yummy beverage, go for it. But if it's like you're trying to drink that because you're like, I just like need a quick way of getting nutrients, you're better off having like the full piece of fruit, whether that's the apple, the orange, et cetera, because you're going to be getting all those nutrients, all those vitamins, but then also the fiber. And that's the one thing that fruit juice lacks, and like therefore fruit juice can actually spike your blood sugar because you don't have that fiber to really slow down that insulin and blood sugar response. But yeah, I think this is like a really important thing that like we all should probably focus on, and something that I'm sure all of us could be better at. And you know, like whether that's, you know, buying a few extra different types of fruit and like adding those to your diet throughout the week, I think is like a great way, A, to like add diversity. And I personally feel like this is a part of like your general health that like you can immediately feel the effects from, or the negative effects from, if you're not being great with your fiber intake. So yeah, shout out to fiber. It's like I feel like kind of having like a hot moment right now, which I'm definitely for.
Love some fiber. Yeah, I feel like when gut health became super trendy, I think there was a lot of focus on probiotics, prebiotics, postbiotics. But I think now people are realizing like fiber is an equal part of the conversation. My topic for today is just a general thing that I've been thinking about. As there's more like anti-abortion laws being passed in the United States government, as I've been seeing more like natural cycles videos on TikTok, and like more people in my personal life, like very curious about that. I think I've gotten approached by a lot of friends who like, know me as the health and wellness person. Like, what do you think about birth control? What do you think about the Oura ring? And I feel like I've seen Oura ring on people that are not likely people that I would guess would be interested in that. And I'm seeing it as like a huge kind of shift in health and wellness. And I guess my question for you girlies that I'm curious about as well, is like, I was just saying, like, will every woman in the future try to track her cycles and try to track her pregnancies through like more holistic means versus using birth control? And I want to preface this before I get into this topic of saying that I am not against birth control. I think birth control is a huge feminist advancement and win for women. Taking making sure that every woman has access to birth control, has access to abortion is really important for not only like a woman's economic mobility, but also just their personal health and safety. So I think these things are very important, but I think a lot of the reason that we're seeing conversations about women like questioning this like medical status quo is because in the background of this, of like, track your cycle, like use natural cycles, like use Oura ring, whatever, to like prevent to predict your pregnancy. There's all these anti-abortion laws, and I think the two go hand in hand. If you go on TikTok, there's more videos than other that like people are talking about birth control. Some people are saying birth control has led to depression, weight gain. It's given me all these like hormonal issues. Like doctors don't know what they're doing, and they're overprescribing people. And then you'll also go on TikTok and say people or see people that will be talking about women's healthcare and like, what a time we live at when women can get birth control and can get all these advancements to prevent unwanted pregnancy, to maybe help out with menstrual irregularities or cramps or any sort of like serious ailments that revolve around their period. But we're at this moment when like women's reproductive health is under attack. There's this article in The Guardian that I read, and it was called Why Women Are Turning to TikTok for Advice About the Pill, and the subtitle was like, Because Doctors Won't Listen to Us. And there's a huge history of like medical malpractice and just like negligence when it comes to women. Obviously, the disparities are worse when you look at socioeconomic class and race. Like the way that Black women are treated in the healthcare system is awful and just so disgraceful what goes on in like one-on-one patient care settings. But when we have this like crumbling kind of like contraceptive service where people don't have access to abortion, birth control because of all of like the conservative laws that are getting passed, there's also just like economic deprivation from that. Like, if you can't control your future and predict your future as a woman, and you have a child that you didn't plan for, not only just to like take care of the child, but also you don't have the financial means to take care of this child. And then the third kind of factor is that there's this growing like social media, almost conspiracy theory sometimes on TikTok about the pill, which is something that I find to be really harmful to the state of women's healthcare. Like, we do have these anti-abortion laws being passed, but then you see like some people go on TikTok and just kind of, not going to say purposefully misinform because I don't know people's intentions, but you definitely see videos about birth control that get into the category of like fear-mongering women about birth control. I've even felt that as I've watched people like talk about their experience with it, and like, I got off birth control and then I went to go check all of my like vitamins and hormones and they're all fucked up. And I think it is interesting that we're at that like point in culture, over the last 60 years. reliable contraception has brought women into education and into the workforce. It's rescued a bunch of people from like debilitating period pain and different like miserable conditions that come with their period, and also just being able to enjoy sex, not worry about unwanted pregnancy. But then you see this like medical misinformation on TikTok kind of come about. And I know there was an article in the Washington Post about this as well. And the woman that was interviewed kind of went back on her TikTok and she was like, this article was used out of context. Like, they interviewed me, they didn't say how it was going to be used, and like they really misrepresented a lot of my claims. But I think a lot of the reason that people hop on a TikTok and like give their own narrative or their own story is because they feel like doctors and the medical system are not listening to them, which I think is very true across every issue that impacts women's health. And there's this book that I read a long time ago that I'd recommend called For Her Own Good by Barbara Ehrenreich. And she really documents and talks about this history where male doctors like call women hysterical. Like, we know about the Salem witch trials. We know about different things that impacted women's health and just doctors not taking that shit seriously. So you can imagine why so many women are like, fuck doctors. Like, I don't care. I'm gonna go like take these different herbs and try to figure it out myself. And as I said in the intro of this, like, I know so many women that I didn't really think would probably try to have a quote natural cycle that are interested in that. Like, even my older sister, who, you know, is interested in her health and well-being, but I didn't really think she would be in the category of like looking into getting an Oura ring as an example. And it's this way to prevent pregnancy if you use like an Oura ring in natural cycles, where you know what days of your cycle are, like which days, you know, you have your ovulation window, and you can like track this data with Oura ring and then use natural cycles to like plan, like do family planning basically. Like, it's a way to track different temperatures throughout the day. There's a lot of kind of documentation you have to do on yourself, but it's a means to get to know your body, which I do think is really empowering. I think if you are on the pill, you know, you are following a cycle that is hormones that are being pumped into your body if you are on hormonal birth control. And I think a lot of women, when they get off birth control and let's say they want to have a kid, there is a period that could take a few years for your body to adjust, you know, to get back to whatever was normal before you had, let's say, like an IUD or something like that. So I think a lot of women are like, well, maybe I can just figure this out by myself. I don't have to be on birth control. I can just do natural cycles. And I'm just interested if this is going to be a trend in the future that like more women than not are going to opt for like natural ways of family planning versus like being on the pill. But birth control is still very popular. I want to say that. Like, most people do choose to go on the pill, and most people start as teenagers. Like, 64% of people will start hormonal pump contraception kind of like within the first part of like getting their cycle as like teenagers. And I think also another thing that kind of ties to this birth control conversation is that like the world we live in is fucked up when it does come to the environment, when it does come to healthcare, when it does come to like the food system. You know, there's more microplastics than ever. There's more carcinogens in our food system and our environment than ever. And I think women want to have control over their future. And it's interesting, like, you know, when a woman gets pregnant and then she's like, well, I can't drink. I have to eat this. I have to take care of the baby. I have to do all these precautions that maybe I wasn't doing when I wasn't pregnant, which I've always found to be bizarre. I'm like, wouldn't you want to do those things like to your own body, not just like when you're having a baby? But, you know, a woman's health is definitely amplified when she is pregnant. I feel like people in their life are probably like, you know, thinking like, how's the baby doing? How are you doing? How are you sleeping? How are you like, there's this kind of pressure to perform pregnancy, I think. Like, you have to feel like you're doing a great job and like, you know, looking great and feeling great and like making all these like you know, meeting all these check marks when you are pregnant because you do have so many appointments, you have so many friends and family like kind of swarming your life. But since like abortion is less available, I think women are starting to want, you know, to avoid pregnancy by knowing their cycle. Alabama recently ruled that like this IVF ruling is like fucking insane. They ruled that frozen embryos are legally protected children, which totally changes like the landscape of legal rights when it comes to women and like children and like abortion lawsuits. And this history of like women's medicine, as I said, has always been like done in like a dark, shadowy room. Like, a lot of us are not learning about like what has happened to women when it comes to, you know, trying out the first forms of birth control and testing it on these women, or maybe not testing it on these women. And I think overturning abortion rights is just like limiting women's freedom, which is why, you know, they're going to alternative means. And I think it's also kind of this weird thing too, where I'm frustrated by the medical system because I would appreciate if there were like updates to like birth control, right? They say that the contents of the pill, the implant, injection, et cetera, they have not been updated for like half a century. And when you think about like the first like forms of birth control, they're probably like the same ones that we still have now. And apparently there have been, better tolerated pills that contain like new forms of estrogen that are better for the body, have less like side effects, but we still haven't put these things like into use for everyone to have access to. So I think it's frustrating because a lot of women like believe in science, like want to trust their doctor, et cetera. But so many women at the same time have had awful experiences with the medical system and like feeling like they're crazy when they come in with a different concern or feeling like they have all these symptoms and there's no quote treatment plan for it. So I'm just curious if like everyone's gonna go like see Musgirly Mode in the future and like have an Oura ring, plan their cycle, whatever. But I'm curious if you guys, like, since I know CMOS girlies are probably Emma and my age or a little bit younger, maybe a little older, like, what is the conversation with like you and your friends about like this whole world, like about family planning, birth control, the pill, periods and stuff like that? Because I definitely feel like there's way more awareness among like Gen Z women than like definitely my mom's generation. Like, the fact that we all have apps that you can like track your period on feels like a very profound advancement. So, yeah, super curious about that.
Yeah, I feel like we're at a big turning point in terms of like women's health, especially when it comes to like reproductive health, just because of like kind of Kate mentioned all the conversation that's happening on social media and just like all the new really scientific research that is starting to come out and just like more and more studies being done on women, which I think is like really exciting. And I've noticed definitely like people in my life that maybe didn't perhaps care much about like their health or about like their hormonal health are starting to definitely take a much bigger or are starting to become more and more aware of their own personal health, which I think is exciting. There's definitely been this shift, and it'll be interesting how this like further influences like the medical establishment and like how we all think about birth control and like perhaps what advancements will come in that category, because I've been seeing so much more about like, like you can now buy like I think at Costco, I think I saw like on Twitter, so even if this is real, but like you can start to buy like birth control over the counter. So I think like it's just like interesting how things are starting to change that were so like archaic and set in like certain ways. I've also have never been on birth control, but definitely just very curious, like Kate mentioned, just yeah, the conversations that people are having amongst their own friends in the CMS Girlies universe. Our last section is going to be about current favorites slash spring essentials. We haven't really shared a long list in a while, and I feel like I've tested out some new products. I have some new favorites. Kate does as well. These aren't really broken up in certain categories, and all state of like one, I feel like is a spring essential versus like a current favorite. So for me, one item that I've been enjoying to take recently is the Mary Ruth vitamin D spray. I always have taken vitamin D3 and K2, but I like needed to repurchase. And I was taking actually the Athletic Greens one, or I guess it's like AG1 now, because I think they like rebranded to that name. And I really enjoy some sort of like spray or tincture that's like an olive oil base, just because I think it's like a different experience versus just popping a pill. But this one's just a spray that you spray into your mouth. It has olive oil and tells you like how many sprays you need to do to get like the proper dose based off of your age. So that's something that I've been taking. It's been like very cloudy here in New York and rainy and dreary. And since I'm in an office all the time, I always just know it's important for me to probably double down on my vitamin D. And I just like feel like in the springtime, spring showers bring May flowers. So like everyone's probably experiencing a lot of rain. So just on cloudy days, it's just important to get as much as you can.
Yeah.
Spring produce is always really exciting to me personally. And I feel like this is like when I finally just want to have like really like vibrant, not necessarily like light meals, but just like stuff that feels fresh. So like asparagus has been something that I've been loving, herbs as well. And I think just in general, like cooking real meals. When, daylight savings does occur, I finally feel like not so rushed when I get home from work because it's like still light out. And so I feel like there's still life to live versus like in the winter when it's dark out at like 5 p.m. I'm like, well, it's time for bed. So it's like I'm not going to put much effort into cooking a meal. But now I like actually feel relaxed to prepare a meal. So it's been fun to like have different produce in my life, and asparagus has definitely been one of them. Another food item is Trader Joe's has these like seeds. It's called like seed and grains crisp breads. They kind of remind me of like one massive Mary's cracker. My mom actually got me hooked to them, but they're like so like dense and filling, and I really enjoy them. And they just like are very like sturdy, and they don't like crumble or fall apart. And I've been loving that with like cottage cheese with like some tin fish and or smoked salmon, or like hummus. And They're probably pretty cheap because they're from Trader Joe's, but definitely recommend that if you're trying to maybe find a new cracker or crisp bread for your life. Coconut Cold has been a recurring essential for me, especially after I've been on antibiotics. So I have the original right now. I also really love the chocolate. I wish Whole Foods carried more flavors, but maybe that'll happen at some point in our lives. Another food thing is it's called Brekkie, which is like an overnight oats brand. It's kind of similar to Mush, but they use a lot of ancient grains, which I really appreciate. So again, I just feel like there's like a little bit more heartiness to it. They have a few different flavors. I really like the apple cinnamon and the dark chocolate. I've been having that with like yogurt in the morning for work when I just like don't have time to like prepare my breakfast the night before. And it's really filling. And like I said, I just love that they use, different types of grains versus it only being oats, just because I feel like sometimes mush doesn't fill me up enough. In terms of kind of like clothing things, I feel like my spring, uniform, if you will, I mean, this is how I dress like almost every day, is just like baggy wide leg jeans, which are definitely having a moment. A few brands that I really like in particular styles are the Goldie Long Lowe's Long Jean. I have that and I wear them almost every day. The Citizens Ayla Cuff is another jean that I like swear by. Yeah, these are definitely a higher price point, but I think with denim, like it's worth making the investment because like you will wear those every single day for like years on end. And like denim is such a sturdy fabric that like it's not going to like, fray or, die out compared to like, a different type of article of clothing. Another brand, if you want like something that's a little bit more affordable, the Levi's Low Loose and the Baggy Dad. And then there's another denim brand. I only know them because I buy them for work, but it's Lejean, and they have this wide leg jean that I really, really like. And then my last recent favorite is just like reading on the subway. This is probably going to be only relatable for New York City girlies or anyone that lives in a city where you take public transportation. I've been getting into reading more, and I just like with the 9 to 5 and just everything else that I do in my life, I have to find like small moments where I can just like get in a few pages. And it's usually those like moments where it's like I'd probably just be scrolling on my phone, and the subway's been like one of those ways. And even if I'm only knocking out like 3 or 4 pages, that's better than none. But I think there's something so nice about like just kind of getting into your own world and just like reading and, like I said, being in your own world. And I think it's like very relaxing and soothing and calming to do pre-work and like after work just to kind of distract your brain and start to think about something else. I still kind of play music because I can't read when I'm hearing other people's voices. So I'll just like play music lightly, or there's a Spotify playlist called like jazz in the background that I'll just play. And that's been like very good for me, I think, like mentally. But yeah, those are a few of my favorites. I have another one actually, and then I'll let Kate share hers. There's this brand called Jova. They sent me their smoothie kits. I think they just recently launched, and I'm not like the biggest smoothie person. I never have found these to like smoothies to be like super filling, but these are definitely what I would kind of consider. I don't want to use like the word like meal replacement, but they actually have like, really great macros and like a sufficient amount of calories that like when I was testing out the product, I actually felt like very full and satiated for a couple hours on end. They only have a few flavors right now, but the chocolate peanut butter was really good. I know it might seem silly to buy like a smoothie kit because it's like I can just like buy the ingredients, but it is nice if you're someone who's like in a pinch or, doesn't want to have to worry about the hassle of buying a bunch of nuts and seeds and protein powder. You basically just take the kit and then put in the blender with like a frozen banana and milk. And yeah, I really, really enjoyed their product.
Love that. Yeah, some of my favorites for the spring so far, starting off with music, the band Blondshell. I'm obsessed. Blondshell was somehow in my top Spotify for the previous year, even though they're like a fairly new band. But I think she's going to be like such an up and coming like indie artist. Like I really want to see her in concert before she gets big. Like that's at my point with the artist. But yeah, one of my favorite like musicians as of now. One of my favorite activities as of recently is just crying really violently. When you can't cry, like when you really are sitting down and like you want to do it and nothing is coming out. I don't know, maybe that's just like me. Like I've heard I'm a Scorpio, I'm super emotional, whatever. But having like a really therapeutic cry is so great. I think sometimes you don't want to think about sad stuff or like move through emotions, but I find myself like, just with grief and like my running hasn't been good the past month. I've isolated it a lot to like just letting shit store in my body. And I know that sounds so hippie woo woo whenever I hear it, like stress is stored in your hips if you're a woman and whatever. But I genuinely feel that for the first time around with grief. Like since my dad passed, there's this new pain in my body that I've never had before. And I've just been crying really violently, whether it's on a city bike ride to my boyfriend's, whether it's in a bathtub. And just allowing myself to have those designated moments to cry allows me to be happy for the rest of the day. Like if something goes wrong and I just want to like get it out, like cry for 5 minutes. You don't need to like sulk for 45 fucking minutes. I would always just play like the saddest music ever. And I'm like, why am I starting off my day just like going to have an awful day because of this? So intentional cries are in. I really like this brand called Rosette. I think they're like an offshoot. Well, Susan Alexandra is one of the main designers of it, but I don't think it's like affiliated. But she creates these like little cardigans and tank tops and stuff that are super cute, underwear, skirts, dresses. And I recently got this mesh brown cardigan that I've been wearing a lot. And I just feel like I'm gonna wear it so much in the summer. A new weed thing I'm into, Sweetie's Edibles. They make these little fruit rings, and the whole container or like little package, it's like 10 kind of fruit rings, and I think it's 5 milligrams total. So like you could split with a friend if you want to have like 2.5, take one yourself. I think they're just a really cool edible that I've been loving a lot. Drumroll Donuts, they make these high protein donuts that I really enjoy. They come in two flavors, chocolate and vanilla, and they actually taste like a donut. I know like protein snacks are kind of like whatever, and like they can be chalky and gross and gimmicky, but I really like these donuts, and I've been using them in kind of like ice cream sundaes or eating as a snack after my run, or if I have the munchies, I've been loving those. Some of my favorite loafers are from this brand called Intentionally Blank. I get a lot of questions on Instagram about shoes. I think like outside of, obviously I wear Hokas a lot, but I find Intentionally Blank loafers to be amazing. I wear them walking like 5 miles around New York City, and I don't get any blisters or anything. And they have a lot of fun different colors and styles. I also wear a size 11 shoe, so like a 41 or a 42. Really hard to find shoes oftentimes. So Intentionally Blank has been my favorite loafer brand as of forever, I guess. And then some supplements that I've been into. I feel like my marathon recovery kind of supplement stack as of lately has been collagen, creatine, L-glutamine, ashwagandha, and turmeric. Now, are these things doing exactly what I think they're doing? I don't know. I don't get blood work every fucking day, but these are some things that are really good with muscle recovery, repair, stress relief, joint health, and I've just been taking them. I think that they're working, and we've talked about placebo before, and if they're maybe not working in the way that I think, but I'm feeling better, like I'm going to continue to take them. But realistically, I think these supplements do a lot of great things. You can look into them at your own leisure and if they fit in your lifestyle. And then last thing for me is activewear. I'm designing activewear that will come out in June. So keep your eyes and ears peeled with that. I feel like if you follow me on socials, you probably like know what brand it is, whatever. But that'll be something that I think a lot of the Sea Musk girlies will like, especially with the decline of Outdoor Voices. I feel like a lot of us don't really have that many like activewear brands that we're really like stands for anymore. I also listened to a really interesting TikTok about like a prediction of like the decline of Alo Yoga, just because it's like super generic and they're trying to be too trendy and they don't really have like a core customer or like a core identity. I thought it was a really interesting take about the state of activewear. So yeah, if you're looking for some new workout stuff, keep your eyes and ears peeled June, and I'll have something for you girls. But that's the spring updates that Emma and I got. It's a Friday. I'm so disoriented that we're podding in like a Friday afternoon, but that's the pod for the week.
That is the pod. I hope you guys all enjoyed it and we'll catch you next week. But as always, we'll see you on the meme page.
See you there.